This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. When Thornton Wilder's Our Town premiered in Boston in 1938, before heading to Broadway, it tanked. Now it's a classic. The play about small-town New England life is performed every night of the year somewhere in America.
And now, 75 years after that premiere, Our Town is back in Boston at the Huntington Theater Company with a large cast of local actors playing the citizens of Grover's Corners. David Cromer, a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, directs the production and challenges some of our long-held notions about Our Town.
In a moment, we'll talk to Tappan Wilder, Thornton Wilder's nephew and the executor of the late playwright's estate. We'll ask him what he makes of Cromer's interpretation of his uncle's famous play and how he explains the play's longevity.
But first, WBUR's Andrea Shea has this preview of David Cromer's production of Our Town at the Huntington Theater.
If you're like a lot of people, you probably read the play or maybe even acted in it in high school. It's said to be the most read, most produced play in America. Or maybe you've seen the 1940 film. In it, the all-seeing narrator, called the stage manager, speaks directly to us as he introduces the residents of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire, circa 1901.
There's Mrs. Gibbs coming downstairs to get breakfast. Later on, about 1910, she's going out to visit her daughter Rebecca in Canton, Ohio. Mrs. Gibbs is going to die there, pneumonia. But she's going to be brought back here, and she's going to be buried in the cemetery right here in our town with a whole mess of Gibbses and Percys.
I kind of like that movie. I think it has some of the edgy spirit of the play.
Edgy isn't in the lineup of adjectives people usually choose to describe Our Town.
Folksy, charming, sleepy, quaint.
The word director David Cromer strives for is authentic. The 48-year-old's unadorned, updated production digs deep to strip away preconceived notions of Our Town as a well-worn American chestnut. It's a classic tale, though. Boy courts, then marries girl next door in a tight-knit town. Emily Webb and George Gibbs are the high school sweethearts. But then there's Simon Stimpson.
I assure you, Simon Stimpson feels no nostalgia for his time in Grover's Corners. You know, the character Simon Stimpson was profoundly miserable. There's nothing nostalgic about that.
Cromer says Stimpson is the first hint of darkness in Grover's Corners. The choir master drinks too much and is not cut out for small town living.
And you really get the heart of Simon in that music. He's expressing his agony and his sadness and his rage.
Nail Naser plays Simon and actually learned the piano for his part in Our Town. The 31-year-old read the play in college but says it didn't speak to him.
I think it was youth. When I got cast in this, I read it again and it broke my heart. And we started rehearsing the play and it became very clear that David Cromer's vision for the play was instantly something that I related to and could appreciate. Even though I'm from Paris, I'm from a big city that's not in America.
Naser's been working in Boston for 12 years. He's one of about 30 local actors in this production.
They know each other.
Director David Cromer says this homegrown casting makes it even more authentic.
They live in a community and they're portraying a community. Now, that's the case with any play, but this play forces you to discuss and think about the really basic dynamics of how people live in a community. And so on a real subliminal level, I think it informs the show.
32-year-old Teresa Plain plays Emily in Our Town.
I memorized the play when I was in high school. And so that's been kind of an interesting challenge. I can sort of hear my 17-year-old self sometimes. It's always felt strangely familiar.
Even with that familiarity, Plain says being in Our Town as a grown-up is a little scary.
It's so complicated, and I think that's what I've been learning since rehearsals have started, that I thought I knew this play.
I hate him. I wish I were dead. Papa.
Emily, don't get upset.
Papa, I don't want to get married.
Shh, shh.
In one more bid for authenticity, Cromer cast himself as the controlling stage manager.
In this wedding, I play the minister. That gives me the right to say a few more things about it.
It's pretty clear Cromer feels deeply connected to Our Town.
One of the reasons it's so produced and one of the reasons it doesn't leave our life is not because, it's fine. It's because it's actually exquisite.
And Cromer says because, like any great piece of writing, Our Town deals with things that are timeless and just undeniably universal.
That's WBUR's arts reporter Andrea Shea with that story about a new production of Our Town, which opens tonight at the Huntington Theater in Boston. And joining us now from KQED in San Francisco is Tappan Wilder. He's Thornton Wilder's nephew and the executor of the Playwrights Estate. And Tappan Wilder, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Well, glad to be here.
We heard in that piece by Andrea Shea, David Cromer talking about some of the darkness in this play and really striving for what he called authenticity. How do you like what he's done with this play over the years, and what do you think your uncle would have made of it?
Well, I frankly have to be careful when I talk about what my uncle thinks, because he's not here to speak for himself.
Sure.
Over the last 10-15 years or so since I've been involved with his estate, I've read thousands, literally thousands of letters and all sorts of materials. And it's very clear that he saw the play as rather hard-edged, very hard-edged at times, and but he stood on the sidelines and watched it develop. It, at various times in its history, particularly after the Second World War, when it became so identified with the American high school, and every time they were building a new high school, and they were every day, they were putting on Our Town, and they still are, and it's a wonderful play for high school kids, but it's done a certain way that way. And but there were professional productions come along that would show the complexity and depth of it and darkness of it.
Yeah, there
and
really is.
That's come with a rush now. We're seeing that over and over again, and David is on the vanguard of that.
Interesting. You know, you mentioned, though, all those high school productions that so many of us at some point in our life were familiar with. You know, for a long time, or maybe this happens when we're younger, it sort of gets associated with an almost with a kind of sentimentality and nostalgia. And I was reading a quote from director David Cromer in the Boston Globe. He said, "I think it might have gotten a bit of a misread for a while as an affirmation of small town values. But it doesn't really preach values, as you say. It's got a real sense of darkness there. But do you agree with that, that it has been misread over the years at times?"
Well, yes. Yes, it for a long period, I think it's fair to say, and this is a little simplistic, but why the heck? I think it's true. In other words, people saw it as an accurate reading for what small town life and small town community life was like. Mm. It was a sort of photograph of something. It was never meant. Thornton Wilder never meant that to be that way. And he saw it as a world play and said so many times, starting as early as 1938. He said, "Look, my play is not about just a small town in New Hampshire. It's about everywhere." And he spoke also, it's about memory, it's about imagination, it's how we remember things. And I think on your show you have people who are saying what so many people said. I said it myself. I had to act in it once when I was 15 years old. I'm embarrassed to admit.
Who did you play? Finish your point and then tell me who you played.
only the gods know who I played. It was a small part. But anyway, you know, when you're older, you bring scars on your hearts, as J.D. McClatchy did, who wrote the libretto for the opera. Hmm. You're a different person, and different people bring different things to it.
Yeah. What explains the extraordinary longevity and popularity of this play? We heard David Cromer say it's because the play isn't just pretty good. You know, he called it exquisite. But say more about its exquisiteness.
Oh, you know, you ask these big questions. There's a whole lecture.
That's what we're famous for. Big questions and 45-second answers.
I'll give you. I think it's as simple as what he said it was. He thinks he posed the question, the right questions, right about what it needs, what it means to be a human being. He found that a precious being, and humans could do terrible things and good things, but it's a precious thing life is, and he makes that point over and over again on a bare stage. And he did it just right, and he nailed it, absolutely nailed it. And it's as fresh. Honestly, this play is in the golden age now. Everybody's doing it well. The high school plays are wonderful productions because, as I've said, we live in such a raw time. That helps to show that. And the professional productions are extraordinary. People are finding all kinds of things in it that were missed.
So,
golden age.
Yeah. I want to ask you a little bit about your uncle and why he wrote the play in New Hampshire. I know he was at the McDowell Colony in Peterborough, and he sort of created a composite of Peterborough, Jaffrey, Dublin, that whole world around the base of Monadnock, which is a beautiful world, by the way. But so there was a popular idea that your uncle was a New Englander, but he wasn't. But why this affinity for classic New England towns?
Look, this play is so famous in his life, right, that it just blots out almost everything else. I sometimes feel that I represent a play to which is attached a playwright. And when they did his stamp on the centenary of his birth, you know, they put it, it's an Our Town stamp. There he is, a Thornton Wilder against a small New England church in a New Hampshire setting. Hmm. There it is. That's what people think. He was born in Wisconsin, raised in Berkeley, California, went to Berkeley High School, and 2 years in China. And yes, he did end up in New England. But his works, each work is in a different place. He knew this area well, and he draws on it for mythic purposes brilliantly. And, you know, there's a wonderful story about the Howie Newsom in the play. I forget his name in real life, but he came to Boston in that famous Boston production you mentioned, and somebody said to him, you know, did you know Thornton Wilder? He said, no, I didn't, but he knew me.
that's a great quote.
There's all kinds of stories like that, and he did draw on that. Absolutely, he drew on that.
Tappan Wilder, you write a great afterforward in a particular edition of Our Town, and I learned that it was originally going to be called M Marries N, and the M and the N at the center of this idea were two people very close to you.
Well, you know, he penned a little sketch called M Marries N, and that's a line still in the play.
Yeah.
And in your afterword, you kindly mentioned, I think I say it's possibly the oldest line in the play, and it tracks to my parents' wedding, in which he was the best man in 1935 in, of course, New Jersey on a very hot day in a garden.
So M and N were your parents or inspired by your parents.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And the little town, Moorestown, not so little, not Morris, but Moorestown, celebrates that. And my mother's wedding dress is now on permanent display at the Moorestown Historical Society.
Yeah. And the wedding...
Absolutely. It's very real. Very
and the
real,
wedding of Emily and George, I understand, was actually inspired by your parents' wedding. Is that right?
Well, it's the idea of wedding, as he said, I wish I'd thought of the wedding as a wonderful, dramatic element. I wish I'd invented it, you know?
Yeah.
It's very powerful, and the idea for the play was inspired. He was thinking about other things. He'd already written one-act plays that other pieces of Our Town are in. It all came together, I think, in Moorestown, New Jersey in June, and he started this M&M becomes Our Village, and then it becomes Our Town. So, yeah.
Interesting. Well, yep. it's such a play. Tappan Wilder, I mean, look into the future. Is this going to always be a staple of everything from high school productions to, you know, to major productions on major stages across American cities?
Well, if the past is prologue to the future, we don't have to worry. And as I think, as I have said, and now trying to figure out writing a new edition of that afterward you were kind enough to mention, it's a golden age.
Hmm.
The pros are doing it as well as it's been done. The schools do it well. And it's going to be around, and you know, we have a dance made of it, a ballet, and a wonderful opera, and it inspires other playwrights in other ways. So it's part of our world, and it will be around a long time to come.
Well, Tappan Wilder, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Not at all.
Tappan Wilder is the nephew of Thornton Wilder. He's executor of the literary estate. David Cromer's production of Our Town opens tonight at the Huntington Theater and runs through January 29th. There's a lot more information on our website at radioboston.org.
Stay with us because coming up, is Hollywood too white? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.